Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture. If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Okay, now
what's going on?
Now
you're talking over here. You come in half-stepping.
I love what you're doing. You do Abbott and Costello. What's going on over here?
Ridiculous.
Abbott and Costello meet the mummy in the break room. Welcome back. It's a Monday morning. Hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Bring it, buddy.
How's it going, dark buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
So if you're watching our live stream right now, yeah. Kimmy's camera is gone.
I don't know what happened.
It finally quit.
Yeah.
It's just completely black.
I just said,
yeah,
F it.
The light, I normally see the light on. That's not on. So
okay, hold on.
Something,
let me mess with him.
Something's disconnected, I think.
That's not doing
it's got to be the camera.
Okay. Well, yeah, thank you.
Well,
jiggle
I don't
it.
Know.
You said
you were
it.
Trying to do something over there.
No, you should jiggle it. Jiggle it and see what happens.
All right. I bet you it works.
All right. Wait, no, that's good.
No, you jiggled the TV
it,
the other day. Don't
unplug
work.
It and plug it back in.
No, I'm really good at jiggling, though. Like, when it comes to jiggling stuff,
yeah.
Ask your mom.
Get your jiggly on.
Currently 59 degrees. Going to get up into the low 80s again.
Man, this
today.
Weather's summer.
Yeah, this weather's summer,
summer
ladies and
summer
gentlemen.
Summer, baby.
Tommy, by the way, the jiggling did not work. Yeah. She is still dark, so we will just
didn't
have
do
a
it right.
Dark out Kimmy, which kind of fits because she's wearing a black sweatshirt on a black t-shirt with a black hat.
Oh.
Like she's ready. It was coming.
She's ready to go break into all of our cars this morning. All right, we got plenty of time to get into what we all witnessed last night, and I'm going to tell you now.
What's
it's
that?
Going to be okay.
You always say this.
And it always is.
All right.
It always
a little
is.
Rough. That was rough.
Was it rough?
It was rough.
How much of it did you watch?
In and out.
Yeah,
he was
I was in and
there.
Out.
Yeah, were you
his
in
eyes
out there?
Were
you,
were
you in and out? Or
thank God for the NFL Network.
Okay. Can we talk about women?
Yeah, right.
Maybe this is why Kimmy's camera is blacked out, because the universe knew what was
because of the women?
Because of the women.
What did women do?
All right, so I was supposed to go to the game last night.
Yeah.
I was going to go with my brother. A series of unfortunate events, along with like three family emergencies. Everyone's okay. Everything's fine. But that knocked us out of going to the game yesterday, which
that sucks.
In hindsight, again.
Yeah, but still in the beginning.
Yeah, I was disappointed.
Beautiful day.
Yeah, no, I know. Thanks for you. Just keep rubbing it in. Just keep rubbing
gorgeous
it
gorgeous night.
I do and do and do.
A balmy summer night in October.
So I end up watching the game at home last night, and my wife is going to stay up and watch the game with me.
All right.
So we're sitting on the couch. Now, I want to make it very clear. I did nothing yesterday. I watched football and baseball all day long.
Okay.
Literally from 9 o'clock in the morning in
Europe.
So
you just tatered out.
Exactly. So my wife had access to me from 9 o'clock in the morning right up until kickoff. So 11 hours of unfettered Pat Duffy access.
Who doesn't want that?
In which case, we were just, you know, exchanging pleasantries as married couples around the house will. Just a standard day. It is 8:18.
Oh, 2 minutes to kickoff.
They are on the field doing the thing. Yeah. The teams are warming up. Matt Prater is doing his little jumpy up and down to stretch out. And in that moment, my wife decided to bring up a very important, like, financial thing that she wanted to talk to me about that day.
I always like doing that right before big events or going to sleep. Let's settle it now.
Well, does she like just notice it?
I have no idea.
But it's okay if you just notice it. You don't have to talk about it.
I have no idea.
It can wait.
Okay. And like she starts talking and I'm looking at the TV and I'm looking at her and I'm waiting for her to be like, sorry.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the TV, I'm looking at her and like they're lining up to kick off. And like in mid-sentence, I put my hand on her leg and I go, I love you. I love you. How did you pick this moment?
Yeah.
This very moment right now to decide to have this conversation?
She's thinking about it.
Okay. Kimmy, this is not an isolated.
She has to tell you before she forgets.
This is not an isolated incident.
Yeah.
Okay. This happens on a semi-regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
We're right before the game starts. And I know she's not doing it for like attention or anything.
No,
like
but
that.
It's just how they work.
Why? Explain that to me. Explain how women's brains are wired that way.
All do it the same way. I've had three wives. They all pull that
comparing.
Move.
She sleeps still?
She knows. She knows what she does.
You know what you did. Famously. Hey, Kimmy's back. She's back on the live stream.
All right, what happened?
I don't know. Who the hell knows? Maybe our engineers are up and listening right now. All right. So explain it to me then, oh wise one.
It's how they're wired.
Okay.
When they think about it, that's when they got to
tell you. Otherwise, I'll forget. If I don't say it now, I'm going to forget.
You're not going to forget.
Yeah, I will. Trust me.
And by the way,
will.
If you do, I'm fine with that.
I forget what I'm saying as you're talking sometimes.
That's great. That's awesome. Like, I don't care. Like,
okay.
I don't. Like, it'll come back up again. It'll want, if it's a financial thing like that.
Yeah.
Eventually, that's going to come back because finances don't stay quiet. They announce themselves, hey, we're broke, or hey, this is due.
Yeah,
it
so by
it
the
raises
way,
its hand.
If you have a place I could stay, I would really
no
appreciate
sweat.
That. Okay, great.
But you know how it goes?
No, 100%. Like, I just, what? How? Literally 2 minutes before, all day. We've had 11 hours. We've been conscious for 11, more than that. We're up at like 7 in the morning, and 2 minutes before kickoff.
It's almost like you're constantly in an episode of Jeopardy.
But then she goes,
this bill was due on the 15th.
But she goes, it'll be real quick. Never. I love you. It's never, nothing is quick. Nothing is quick about this kind of stuff. Do you do this to your husband? You do this to your husband.
We don't have enough finances to do finances.
She's going to play poor now. Miss, I jet off to Palm Springs in that I-Dome thing
in Vegas.
Yeah,
that's where my money goes.
By the way, your husband was just in New York City watching a Yankee game.
Yeah, he's jetting off to Yankee Stadium on a Tuesday night.
You got to be making triple me.
Triple you?
Yeah, easy.
Here's the thing. I say finances just because this is the one thing that came up. But like, it's not just, it's whatever important thing is in her head at that moment.
Pop.
Right before kickoff. Right before, every single time. It is unbelievable. Leaveable. Why, Kimmy? Explain it.
I don't know. Like I said, sometimes I just have to get it out because I'm going to forget.
Okay. All right. Rich writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says it's intentional. What's more important, the bills or your wife? Trust me, she's keeping score.
Oh, it's a test.
She doesn't want that answer. You don't want that answer.
It's a test run.
So she... sorry, my phone's going off. Just chaos this morning in the room. No, because like I'm home from the game because of like extenuating circumstances. I have missed Bills things for the love of my family. I go to my daughter's hockey games instead of going. My daughter's tennis matches. Like, you know, I love this team. I don't love them more than my family. If it is a test, why are we testing? Why are we testing?
It's always a test,
but
buddy.
Why can't I just have this thing?
You're always on the clock, and everybody's watching.
Just know that. No, but it was just. Just my wife. She's watching.
Oh, she's watching.
What are you talking
she's
about?
She's watching. She's testing. She's listening.
Wait, she's watching and testing?
Testing and watching.
252 WCMF, right before kickoff last night, 8:18. My wife brings up, she goes, oh, we have to have this talk about like this thing. And I'm looking at her and I'm looking at the screen. I'm waiting for her to look at the TV and be like, sorry. She's not getting it.
No.
I'm like, hey, I asked her, like, how does this always happen? Well, it just came up and it'll be real quick. And I was like, no. And I shut her down.
Yeah, finances are never real quick.
No. I'm also worried I'm going to pay for shutting her down.
Oh, of course
like,
you do.
She was cool in the moment and like giggled about it, but like I feel like that's going to simmer
because
she didn't stay up for the whole game. So like there was a point last night where she was alone with her thoughts.
Oh,
and it's also never good when your wife is alone with her thoughts.
She's stewing and brewing.
Yeah,
brewing and stewing.
Yeah, I. Like, I think my marriage and life would be a lot easier if I was constantly standing next to my wife 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah. Like you're like a butler. yeah. or a bellhop.
I feel like guys like us survive on charm.
Yeah, that's what I
said. No, whoa, wait, 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 wait.
Where's this going?
Big, charming guy over here.
Well, our wives aren't with us for our looks.
Yeah, no, yeah. fair.
They're not with us for our careers.
Yeah.
They're not with us for the money.
Yeah.
Right? So
we're running
be,
out of options yeah. here.
Like, I have the ability to, like,
not for my height.
I look at my wife like a bomb from an 80s movie, right? Where
yeah.
There's three wires. And I always know which wire to cut. Well, most of the time. Mm. I know which wire to cut to defuse yeah. the situation, right? So it's when she gets away from me.
Yeah.
And she has time to think when I'm not there to be like, ah.
So that's why she goes, like, to the war college and is, like, working out strategy.
Yeah. That's what it feels like.
Yeah. I always figure my wife's with me because I'm easy to push around.
Yeah, but there's...
I'll just cave. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Give yourself a little
credit. I know.
Yeah, really see, I'm already caving right now.
I mean, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Do you get more... Well, in the maddest you've been at your husband,
yeah.
was that a moment in front of him or was that a moment away from him? Because I have to feel...
I guess there was food involved.
You get mad in the moment, but to your point, like when you sit and you let it fester and you let it stew, it just...
Wait. Sitting and a festing.
Festing and a stewing. What are you?
I don't know. Why'd you make that
song? We both went stew instead of sitting, which is pretty impressive and scary at the same time. You were saying, Kim.
No, then that's the buildup's much worse than the initial anger.
Like the amount of times
I've
walked away from my wife thinking everything was fine.
Nope.
She's gone for a while and then we come back and we're fighting and we're like arguing yeah. about that again. Like the amount of times that's happened, I don't get it. I don't understand. Like if I'm good, I'm good. If men are good, we're good.
Yeah.
Why? Explain
well,
that.
Well, because I've thought about some things now, and I have some other complaints.
Okay. I have
some other things that I'd like to add to this that I didn't think about at the moment, but now that I've had time to think about it, I'm angry about this, and this, too.
It is going to be amazing. It's amazing to me that as two genders, right,
yeah.
as we live on this earth together, right, that we still don't understand each other at all.
No.
Like, I've been around women my entire life. I have two sisters and a mom. Right, grew up with all of them in a tiny
yeah.
little house. I have had relationships with several women. No big deal. Married for 15 years.
Look at that.
And I still don't get it.
No, you never will.
Why?
I don't know.
Everything else we kind of understand. Like eventually,
well, maybe we don't, but we really don't understand this.
No, I don't know. I just like you have a semi grasp on almost everything else in your life that you would do for 15 years, 39 years combined. I do not get it. And I don't mean to make this sound like a Pocono stand-up comedy set from the 1950s. I do not understand women. I do not.
No. But it's just like every time I'm getting like yelled at or told I'm doing wrong, I always turn into – you ever see like when everybody's at the UN and that Russian ambassador is getting bitched at by everybody. He's not saying nothing. He's got that big cone thing on his ear, and
yes.
he's just kind of looking at everybody going, waiting for the translation here. Yes. Very bad. Very bad. Apologize. Should be cleared up in 2 weeks.
Treese writes us.
Treese?
He's a dude. Says, I'm going to be honest. I don't do this to my wife. You ever see a chameleon look in two different directions? That's how my brain works. So I'm just focusing on two things. I don't think I'm annoying her. I wish I had that ability.
Oh, Therese thinks he's nailing it.
Well, I mean,
he ain't nailing it, man.
He's got the ability to do both.
That's not a chameleon.
I don't even get
way.
What he's saying.
Well, no, you know how a chameleon's eyes can go
yeah,
in two different
like,
directions?
Yeah, they point outwards. Yeah.
I thought chameleons just change their colors.
Well, they also do that. You know why he's confused about this? Because his eyes do the same thing.
They go
in
two different directions.
But here, what's
normal eyes. What are you saying?
What's different about him is when he does that, he focuses on nothing, not two things at the same time.
Well, I can't see anything.
Pays attention to absolutely zero. I don't know, man. And like, I'll be honest with you. With a 13 and 15-year-old, now two daughters
yeah.
living in the house, like it is proof positive.
What?
I do not. I will never understand.
Yeah, you're getting crushed. Yeah.
Like, I was having this discussion with another dad over the weekend who also has two girls at home.
Mm.
I have come to the realization, as a man with two daughters and a wife, that never again will all three of them be in a good mood at the same time.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah.
In the history of my life. Like, there was a time.
There was a special time.
Thank you. Where I could make both of my little girls happy.
Yeah.
And that made my wife happy. And we were just like, it was like a Hallmark movie. We're all just like, ah.
Look at my family.
Yep. And nope.
Yeah. No even keel again.
No. And they're like dominoes. Like one will knock the other over into the other, and now they're all mad. And they're all mad for three different reasons.
Yes.
And it's all my fault for some reason.
Just accept blame.
No, but no, Kimmy, that sucks.
It does.
It's temporary.
Yeah, until the next one.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, but I mean, like, if I mean, your daughters are at that terrible teenage age. It's the worst it's going to be.
No, but Kimmy, he's right. Like, it's like I diffuse.
But y'all stay like that. Like, once you hit that, okay. It just kind of, like, goes like that till, I don't know, old age.
We stay teenagers forever?
Well, there's a portion of, like, from 15 to 35, it's the same person. Kind of.
I mean, I wasn't doing the stupid stuff I did at 15 at 35. Fireworks.
I am... So
at
much
other
more.
Houses and going to water parks with my mature. Friends. So I think women do mature a little bit.
I'm
going to
wear three
things.
Different types of black today. Because sure. I want to look like Johnny Cash's daughter.
Are you serious?
Roseanne Cash. What, you got a problem with him?
What? Two different, you're wearing two different types of black? Yes. I don't go. It's not the same black. It's like black
this is you being pleasant?
And dark black.
This is you not being a 15-year-old girl right now?
You started it. You and your...
That was a pretty 15-year-old girl, you.
You started
You're wearing two different types of black today.
Wearing three.
Look, I want to be clear, Tommy. I'm on your side here, but
yeah,
you're wearing two different colored blues.
Yeah, but it goes.
I don't think it does.
And a blue sock?
Three different colored blues.
And red shoes. Ruby reds. It's a new look.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I mean, this is a record. It's got to be a record.
Oh.
A record you don't want. You don't want this record because either you're dead or if we're talking about you, you're in a serious amount of trouble. And it's hard to even imagine how, if the allegations are true, a woman could get to this point.
Wow.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, this story happened out in Perry, Tommy.
What happened?
And it happened last Tuesday around 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wait, 8 in the morning?
8 o'clock in the morning.
Damn, yes. That's even more impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Police were called for a one-car accident. So they went out to go check it out.
Yeah.
And they suspected the driver may have been drinking.
Okay.
So they had her blow. Is everybody sitting down that can hear me?
Oh, no. Yeah.
According to authorities, now keep in mind, you are legally drunk in New York State at .08. That is the legal limit.
Yeah.
Police say this woman blew a .34.
So how many times over is that?
Over four times the legal limit.
Over four.
Point three.
That's amazing. She's functioning.
Okay.
Yeah, at all. You could talk.
Yeah.
To that, forget talking. To illustrate how intoxicated this woman allegedly was, one of the side effects of a blood alcohol content over 0.3 is death.
Yeah, I'm about to say, that's like, you have to have, because at some point you get alcohol poisoning.
Yes, that's what
Which takes you right to the edge of, goddamn.
So not only was she not dead, she was conscious.
She was woke.
And she was operating a vehicle. Not well.
Right, but still.
I don't think we should give her points for that.
No.
It's, all right. I'm a little blown away.
And here's the other thing, too. Yeah. It's a weird age for this to happen. This woman is in her 30s. Did I mention that?
No.
I forgot. I'm sorry. My apologies.
I was shocked that it was 8 o'clock in the morning.
Also,
man.
A thing. Where was she coming from at 8 o'clock in the morning? Where
Someplace
she blew
really fun.
A .34. Yeah, okay. So I got it right here. I'm sorry. My apologies, everybody. The woman who was arrested for blowing a .34 at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday was 34 years old.
So, like, how do you squeeze all that alcohol in? Like,
yeah.
I'm always amazed when I hear people, like, for smokers, like, they, you know, guys smoke 3 packs a day.
Yeah.
You almost have to smoke in the shower to get it in.
Amen. Which you can do if you stick your head up real high.
So, it's like, I want to know what the hell she was drinking.
Yeah.
That was that potent, too.
Because
that ain't beer, man.
I think, like, my understanding of this was really changed that one time we did the bit in the Bills parking lot where I was interviewing drunk Bills fans and then taking their BAC. And like, I was talking to some pretty drunk people who had been drinking all day.
Yeah.
And not one of them even hit a .2.
Yeah.
So,
no,
like,
we weren't even close to a .2.
It was like 0.16, 0.18, I think was the highest. But like, and those people, I mean, they were pretty drunk, so I don't know what a .3, would you say, .34 looks 34. Like?
No, I mean, to her point, like, we had that pocket BAC that would measure your BAC.
Yeah. Who knows how accurate it was, but nobody got to .2.
There was a night where we were just having fun with the boys, right? And I was drunker than I had been in a long time, and I blew out, and I was a .14. And I couldn't, I was waiting to see .2.
Yeah.
Like, come on, give me .2. No, I was disappointed in myself.
Yeah.
Okay, so going back to a point you made a second ago. Again, we're talking about this 34-year-old woman. She got in a one-car accident out in Perry Tuesday morning around 8 o'clock. Police say she was drunk, and when she blew, they say she blew a .34 over four times the legal limit. So at 34 years old, you are not a kid where you'd be partying somewhere super hard. You're also not a 60-year-old that's had a lifetime of maintenance drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in Perry.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know, like, what the late night scene is there, but I'm guessing
apparently pretty wild.
It's a,
not a lot to do.
But 34 years old to blow a .34, it's a weird soft spot that doesn't give us many clues how, if the allegations are true, this woman got to that point.
Mm.
Unless she's just a huge fan of whoever was playing Monday Night Football that week.
Yeah.
And there's another thing I want you to consider here.
What's that?
The phone number being 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Where was this woman going?
At 8 o'clock in the morning? Hopefully home.
I was going to say, could she have been coming back from somewhere? Like, she woke up and was still that drunk and decided, I got to go home now?
But that's really drunk. Because you usually don't wake up that drunk.
Yeah, no,
you're usually going to stay sleeping.
If you go to sleep drunker than that, you don't wake up.
Yeah, right.
True. Yeah, I would guess at 8 a.m. you're coming home from somewhere.
Okay, but even there, like, if you're that drunk, there's no, you made it that whole night. My thought, and stay with me here, she wasn't going to work, was she?
Oh, maybe she was.
8 o'clock on a
Tuesday? Remember I told you I used to have that weird shift at Winn-Dixie, the old grocery store, where I got off at midnight and I had to be back at the store at 6 in the morning. It's like, what do you do?
Sure.
So I would just stay up all night. I would drink, eat breakfast, and then I would show back up to work kind of buzzed, and then my hangover wouldn't hit till around 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. Like, I was working through, like, my stages of drunkenness at work.
Keep in mind, that's back when Americans worked hard.
That's right. when beef was great.
Stages of drunkenness.
Nobody wants to work anymore. My hangover wouldn't hit till around 9 o'clock.
But hey, I was working, but I was punched in and collected, and I was on all benefits.
So here's the thing, man. By the way, we're getting speculation where this woman could have been coming from.
I mean, she had to be going home.
Well, Ty writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says she was probably leaving Skyler's place. She was out in Perry.
Oh.
I got to drive, right? Look, we know several new reports have shown that more people than ever in American history are admitting to drinking on the job.
Yeah.
Now, that's not to say more people than ever are doing it, just more people than ever are admitting.
Yeah.
But what could someone do for a living where they would even consider trying to go into their job with a 0.34 BAC?
Yeah, because she wasn't working for my father. So take that off.
And you're not going to win the hula hoop contest.
No,
that drug
you're out.
That week. Like, outside of morning show host, what job could someone intoxicated four times the legal limit do?
I mean, even think, like, if you're that intoxicated, like, just the thought of work coming up in your brain, like, I got to get it to work. You know, like, that, I would think that wouldn't register with somebody who's that drunk.
Unless,
like,
they
got to get
home.
To work.
Yeah, I mean, they don't go to work. They go home and work there. So, like, if she was going home... Going to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Going home, going to work?
Yeah.
Going home.
Going to work.
That's the only way you could really pull that off.
Well, no. You're giving people too much credit, man.
What do you mean?
Everybody listening at some point in their life has shown up and been like, oh, this is a mistake.
Yeah, but you can't do it to that degree.
Says who, man? I mean, look.
I mean, that's super ass drunk.
You have talked about maintenance drinkers you've known throughout your
whole life. Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know.
But you don't know those guys are drunk at the time because you've never seen them sober.
Is it possible that that's the case maybe here if the allegations are true? I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a
Those numbers are too high. You just can't. You don't have the motor skills.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you're drooling at that point.
She wasn't great at driving the car. That's
what
I'm
saying. So, like, to show up at work and go, I'm good.
No, but maybe there are jobs that you're just off by yourself. No one's going to notice. You punch in. You're all alone. You just keep your head down, hoodie up. I mean, we've all had those days, right, where you put on that face like you want to be alone and everyone just leaves you. Can't do it here.
No, but it would
I've
have
tried,
to be.
You just keep talking.
It would have to be a desk job where you wouldn't hurt yourself.
Okay.
Like, you could just sit at a computer. Because if you're around anything that is dangerous, you're done.
Like, I don't even think you could have a job where you stand up.
Right.
At that point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Well, wherever she was going, she didn't get there, and now she's dealing with some serious stuff. Even more surprising.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, this isn't gospel. Again, I'm talking about this 34-year-old woman arrested at 8 a.m. last Tuesday out in Perry after police say she got in a one-car accident. They thought she was drunk. They were right, according to police. She blew a .34 on the side of the road. Totally forgot where I was going. I feel 0.34 drunk.
All right.
And we'll end it on that. All right, let's take a break.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It was the jerseys. I tried to tell you.
Damn jersey.
No one wanted to listen to me. It was the jerseys. No one wanted to listen. And here we sit this morning because you wanted to wear your, it looks pretty cool. There are losses that will devastate your season and have you scrambling for answers.
Okay.
Last night was not one of those losses. Mm. There are also losses that you need as a team.
Okay.
Losses that teach you something. Losses
wake up call.
Yeah, they motivate you. You got it. They do
not just crap off.
They do good for you moving forward. I would also argue last night was not one of those games either.
Oh, great.
It was the rare just
bleh. What are you doing?
Well, it looked like they didn't know how to play.
Oh, for God's sake. They're like, not doing this.
How many drop balls?
Well, not many.
Interceptions.
One.
Wait a minute.
There was one interception.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Man who didn't watch game is going to break
down.
Well,
it was in and out. It was in and out. But you can't tell me there wasn't a ton of like fumbles and drop balls.
Well, yeah. I mean, right out of the gate.
You're hanging out in the break. We're Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, your Buffalo Bills suffer their first loss of the season last night to the Patriots, 23-20 on a late field goal if you didn't stay up. The last of the unbeaten teams by about 8 hours.
Okay.
So we got that going for us. So the story that everyone's going to run with this morning is the performance by former Buffalo Bills Stephon Diggs.
He had a nice night.
10 catches, 146 yards. Really came in with something to prove after, let me just check my notes here, he forced his way off the team.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
What's that?
They frame this whole thing as a revenge game.
Mm.
That he was coming back to get his revenge.
No, you're right.
Revenge for what?
Yeah.
You got exactly what you wanted.
You wanted out.
Hey, thanks for this delicious steak dinner. You're going to pay. And the other thing, we're talking about Diggs that is borderline laughable last night. They would not stop Kimmy talking about what kind of person Stephon Diggs is as a player now. Uh-huh. Matured. A leader. Look at what a good guy he is.
Yeah.
Okay. There was one point in the broadcast where Chris Collinsworth, who for God's sakes, there has to be somebody better, said something along the lines of, when he was leaving Minnesota, things got bad. And when he was leaving Buffalo, things got bad. But this time, things are really good.
Oh.
While he's here brand new.
Well, how can he say when he left, things got bad for Buffalo?
Well, no, I'm saying like things were bad as in like relationship-wise. Like things got tense. Like, you know, he left Minnesota, came to Buffalo, things were good till they weren't. But now that he's in New England and everything's good, everything should be fine.
Okay. Like, wasn't there was like drama with him, though, in their preseason, right? Like, didn't he not show up or something?
Yes. This week, Kimmy.
Yeah, like there was like a lot of stuff going on there where it didn't exactly look like he was like going to come in and be a team leader
in
for a while.
In the last 8 days, he said out loud he didn't know the playbook.
Yeah.
Couldn't fool me last night.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like I said earlier, there are eye-opening, devastating losses teams can take, right? Like a changing of the guard.
Something you learn from, right?
Well, no, I'm talking about the bad ones. Like
bad. I see.
Like this realization that you were not the juggernaut you thought you were. Bad.
Coming down to earth.
Yes. Last night was not one of those losses.
What kind of loss was it?
They took stupid penalties all night long, which is not something we're used to seeing from Sean McDermott team.
It looks sloppy.
You nailed it. They lost the turnover battle by two, and two of those fumbles were inexcusable fumbles. They just handed them the effing ball. And I'll be honest with you. I walk away from last night's game. I am not scared of the Patriots at all. At all. On the other hand, Tommy, there are losses a team needs.
Yeah.
It humbles you. It motivates you. It gives you an idea of what you need to tighten
up. But shouldn't they be past this? They're talking like they're supposed to be like making this drive for the Super Bowl. I could see that argument a few years ago, but you should be polished by it.
And the point I'm making is,
what happened?
Last night was not one of those losses either.
Really?
It was just a poor performance. It was a poor performance, and it
no momentum.
Sucks.
Like they just had nothing going for them.
And how
night.
Is that? Like, supposed to be your year.
Matt
you
Prater, got this soft, there's the positive.
Well, no, I mean...
You got this soft schedule right now where you can, like, load up on these wins, and that's what you come out
you're
and do?
You're 4-1. I mean, look, man, there's a reason why only one... Oh, you're going to old man wave after week five?
I mean, we knew they weren't going to go that game undefeated. Deserved
it. It's the first game they didn't score 30 points.
It would have been nice to not lose to an AFC East team.
The Patriots, especially. Look, I agree with you. Like, that sucked for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, you don't like that coach.
I don't like that coach. And again, he's just got such a stupid look on his face all the time.
He does that coach stands to, like, where he, like, squats down the whole time. That's got to kill your ass, man.
You should talk to him. Hey, how's your ass feel?
It's got to be sore, bro. Even in a win.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I didn't watch last night's game and think the coaching was poor because coaches don't turn the ball over and take penalties.
Mm.
I didn't watch the game last night and think the offense looks terrible. They moved the ball down the field. They didn't take sacks. Dalton Kincaid had a career night. Khalil Shakir got going. It was just a bad night. And those bad nights happen. Again, there's a reason why one team in NFL history has gone undefeated in a season, and they only played 14 games that year.
And they were all alcoholic chain smokers.
I mean, these things happen. It just sucks for it to happen in that display with that stage. And what we're going to have to hear until we see the Patriots again, right? Because you're going to hear nothing but change into the guard stuff all week long, which is laughable.
Yeah.
And they go right into another Monday night game. Right?
Yeah, they play Atlanta on Monday night. Atlanta on Monday night.
Ooh. In Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Not the new Georgia Dome. The Mercedes-Benz Stadium, whose stadium doesn't open because the motors...
Wait, it still doesn't work?
I don't know if they fixed it. But at one point, the motors stopped working. Also, brilliant idea. They have Chick-fil-A inside the stadium, which does not open on Sunday. Same brilliant move the New York State Thruway pulled.
Oh.
So the good news is...
What's the good news?
I mean, the Bills are well aware of what the issues are, and they knew going into that game. I mean, you were down two defensive backs last night that you drafted just for games like this. It's not after last night's performance like the Bills are going to go out and trade for someone. You just have to be patient.
Well, I guess it was like all the elite teams look pretty rough.
I think we are in one of those weird years where there's an adjustment every 5 to 10 years in the NFL, right? Because the last couple of years, you had five teams that you knew were good.
Mm-hmm.
Bills, Chiefs, Ravens, Bengals, 49ers. That's about it.
Yeah.
Right? Coming up. And then the Eagles showed up too.
Yeah.
We're in this weird spot right now where any team can beat any other team right now in the NFL. And that's going to change as the season goes on, as teams start to figure out who's good and who's not. Uh-huh. But like you look at yesterday, man.
Flaws are starting to show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like Green Bay goes down to the Browns 2 weeks ago. The Eagles go down yesterday after they had a 2-touchdown lead in the fourth quarter against the Broncos.
Oh.
You look at the Lions losing opening night and then just going on a tear for the last couple of weeks. Like, I am not worried in the slightest.
All right. But
well, that doesn't
say
worry
that.
You more, though. I mean, the fact that it's anybody's game.
I would rather the Bills be winning close games in a situation like that than blowing teams out and then all of a sudden getting humbled.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
No, I'm with you. I know a few losses in the season. It's good for a team. You learn a lot from those types of games. But I just, you know, again, of all the teams and all the games that could have happened.
And all the gin joints.
There was just a lot of like.
You could have stumbled into.
Just a lot of like embarrassing things more so. Even like just with the fans doing the whiteout and like this huge buildup of the jerseys and everything. It was just such a. Oh no! There's nothing to celebrate
right
here
in front
anymore.
Of Tony Dungy.
Tony Dungy was right there.
Yeah, I know, right in front of him.
Right there, his weird ass looking Tony. What is with that guy?
I don't know, man. So, he doesn't age though.
I can't.
That dude. I've been looking at that dude for 30 years. Yeah. He doesn't look any older.
No, but it's because when you're weird looking, you don't age. Example.
But he's always had that shaved head.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Well, no, because Lou Holtz has looked the same age for 40 years because he's also weird looking.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like a bug.
I haven't seen him in a while though.
Yeah, probably not good.
So with all these, because everybody went out, because I've seen that the white jersey everywhere. What is it called again?
What do they call it? Rivalries
rivalry
is what it's called,
jersey.
But the snow, whatever.
Like, you can't wear that again, right? Like, that's just going to bring, at least not this season.
I wouldn't.
I don't want to see any of those out and about.
Well, to that point, Jesse writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, my wife exclaimed as she was headed to bed after the first quarter, it's the jerseys, Jesse. They're playing like an actual snowstorm. More quips like that from Jesse's wife later in the show. I mean, you look at what happened last night.
Yeah.
You know, Drake May, quarterback for the Patriots, made a couple of plays. He looked good. Nothing mind-blowing. Kid had a good night. You're not going to spend the next 2 months trying to figure out how to crack Drake May.
Yeah.
The Bills, outgained the Patriots last night in total yardage. They had more first downs. They had more sacks. They had the ball for a full 10 minutes more. Every single metric you can lay out, they outplayed the New England
Patriots.
But
then they crapped themselves.
But that's just it. When you hand the ball over to another team three times and you only get it back once,
you can't stop them.
You lose that game. And here's the thing. You say they can't stop them, but they did. They only had 6 points going into halftime. The Bills' defense did their job.
You're right.
They did their job.
And the expectations of the defense haven't been super high, but they do enough where you would think the offense would take over. They do enough for the offense to win the game. Just didn't happen last night.
The penalties, Pat. The penalties and the taxes.
Well, here's the thing. I'm sorry, Kim. I don't mean to cut you off. While we're on the penalties talk here. Early on, I'll listen to you. Penalties always have a way of evening themselves out, which it did at the end of the game. By the end of the game, the Patriots had more penalty yards than the Bills did.
I mean, now, they were like, the Patriots were moving the ball for the Bills for a while.
And here's the thing. I would argue that the momentum from the penalties is more important in the first half when the Bills were getting screwed by it, but I'm never a banging on the refs guy. It evened itself out. Don't turn the ball over two more times than the other team does. Just don't do that. How about that? Write that down. I'm sorry, Kimmy, you were saying.
The other thing I didn't love last night, I felt like Josh was taking a beating.
Yeah,
like,
there were
quite a few times where he was like knocked to the ground. His head was hitting the ground.
He was limping one time.
Yeah, like he looked like he was hurting a little bit. And that, it just felt like going through that game, I was like, just get out of this healthy. Just get out of this healthy and we'll call it a win.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. Zach writes us on Instagram, you know, we were saying no Bills fans had anything to celebrate. He disagrees.
Oh, what?
Said, I would argue the guy who caught the ball from Josh Allen and ran out of the stadium had something to celebrate. We all saw that. You didn't see this last night. All right, so Josh going towards the Jumbotron side. The Bills are looking to score. He throws the ball away. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
Guy in the front row catches it. Camera zooms in on him. They stay on him. He takes the ball, and he runs it up the stairs. And Mike Tirico does play-by-play of him running the ball up the stairs. He's got the ball. He's on step 30, step 40. He's running. He's got a Matt Milano jersey, right?
Yeah.
What's really funny is he might have just cost that poor guy his season tickets.
Oh.
They asked for the ball back because
why?
Well, okay, so Josh Allen and the Bills are allowed to doctor the balls to a certain point.
Okay.
Right? So you want to keep that ball.
Oh, so you know what they're doing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes they will come over and say, can we have that ball back, and we'll give you a different ball, which has happened to my dad
a couple of times.
I always
thought they were, like, cheap.
What's that? No.
I always thought the rumor was the player got fined for the ball.
If you hand someone the ball, the player gets fined.
Gotcha.
If you chuck it in the ground. Because I caught one from J.P. Lossman years ago.
Ooh.
No big deal. But I had to hide the thing because they came looking for it. They didn't realize I was the one that had it, and I put it under my feet, and I was like, whoop. That lives in my man cave now. But, like, if the Bills wanted to make an issue out of that, like, they have the video of the guy running for 10 seconds that NBC was covering nationally, and that clip is going to be everywhere. Way to go, Mike Tirico. All right, so do we want to talk good news?
Yeah, I'd love some good news.
All right, let's talk good news. What's the good news? The Bills get 8 days to get ready to go on the road for Atlanta, and then you get a bye week.
And Atlanta sucks, right?
Atlanta's not good, but again, like we just said, every team has played a game with the exception of the Jets where you're like, whoa. And even the Jets should have beat the Buccaneers on that blocked field goal. They're just really bad. And if you handle business Monday night, you are 5-1 going into the break with the Panthers on the other side. We all would have signed up for that in August.
Yeah, well, not bad.
The other good news, you just took the best performance you're going to get from a division rival all season. And I know, especially with the Bills right now, there are no moral victories when New England comes in and beats you in your own house.
Yeah.
But that's what their best looks like. You handed them the ball twice, and you still were in a position to win that game last night. You should have won that game driving on that final drive there. You get your guys back.
All right.
You have this roster ready the way you envision in July.
Everybody's rest and relax.
Yes, and you go win the AFC East for the sixth straight year. It's pretty cut and dry. I would also really like to see Maxwell Hairston, first-round pick defensive back after last night. I love Tre'Davious White, but come on, man.
They were picking on him. And he was going up against it was just not a good situation.
I will say,
him.
Greatest penalty he ever took in his life saved him 4 points on that pass interference in the end zone on Diggs.
Yeah.
And we didn't have to watch Diggs celebrate a touchdown.
I'll take it.
I love how Tommy's trying to like chime in, even though he was in and out of Foley.
I was.
Yeah, then then a lion ate my pants. Wait, no, that was my dream, not the actual Bills game last night.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course.
So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.